Go through a few different halachas. The halachas of reading Parsha Zachar, listening to Parsha Zachar. We pass in halacha that the hearing Parsha Zachar is a mitzvah deraisa. The Torah says, Zachar eis asher asah lecha Amalek, and also says, Lo tishchak, there's a mitzvah asay, and the mitzvah lois asay, the person to remember what Amalek did to Klal Yisrael. Chazal and Gemara and Megillah learned it out that it has to be done b'sefer, which means the Sefer Torah. Then there's a Magen Avraham brings from the Trumas Hadeshin in the name of the Rosh. It has to be done in the presence of a minion, and that's the parsha. That's what we have. We read from the Sefer Torah, Parsha Zachar. Since it's the mitzvah deraisa, we generally help mitzvah deraisa. The love of the mitzvah tuchus kavanah. A person has to have kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah. Yotze the mitzvah of remembering that the Baruch Hashem, like the Chinuch explains, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to remember what they did in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah afterwards of Mechiyas HaMolek. It's the purpose of the Sechiras to remind us, and therefore we will come to fulfill the mitzvah of Mechiyas HaMolek. The Chassam Sofer adds, and they say that the person has to have Kavanah, should have Kavanah to be yotzei with the Barachas, which are said on the Kriya also. And therefore, they announce that the person should have Kavanah to yotzei with the Barachas. Also, I do want to point out that Rav Moshe Zatzal is quoted in the Sefer Moadei Yeshurun, that Rav Moshe said it was not necessary to have Kavanah to yotzei with the Barachas. The Iker is that you should hear the Kriya, and that's enough. A person should understand what he's reading. If you want to be yotzei the mitzvah of the hearing, this here on the Torah, it says this is what you're supposed to remember. A person should be understanding exactly what he's reading. So it's proper for a person to take out an English chumash that they need. Go to the end of Parshas Kisetze and Sefer Devarim and Parshas Kisetze to Pitul Chafei, and they'll look at three psukim, the last three psukim of Parshas Kisetze. The person will look at them and will know what he's reading. Do you understand what he's hearing? That's the halachas of Parshas Zachar. Just want to touch on two other halachas, two other areas of halacha. One is regards to the status of the Megillah on status of a Megillah on Shabbos. The two issues are, number one is in Muksa. So this, the Mishabura in Zimun Tav Reish Peches, brings a case where Purim falls out on Yud Dalet in Tesvav and Eretz Yisrael, where there's a mitzvah to read the Megillah over on Tesvav. We push it off till after Shabbos. In Yerushalayim, they push it off till after Shabbos, because you can't read, or do it before Shabbos, you can't read it on Shabbos. He says over there that we don't, there's an issue, there's a pre-chadash who says that the Megillah is muksa. Because since a person is not supposed to read the Megillah on Shabbos, because Chazal said you can't, we're afraid a person will read the Megillah, he might come to carry it. So that renders the Megillah muksa. But he points out that any other time of the year, or any other time where it falls out, the Megillah itself is not muksa. So there's a person who would want to take out the Megillah to learn from the Megillah. We have a Megillah Shira Shirim, which Chazal never asked, so you want to take out a Sefer Megillah Shira Shirim and read the Megillah, that's not a problem. So a person wants to take out a Megillah on Purim itself, the Megillah is not muksa. The question which does remain is, a person allowed to bring the Megillah on Shabbos for Motzi Shabbos, to be able to have the Megillah there for him for the laning. So Sari Tshuva says that he has an eitz, and Tafrei Tzadik Gimel, the Sari Tshuva says he has an eitz, and a person will bring it a little bit early when it's still daytime, and open up the Megillah and learn from the Megillah, so then it's not a problem. The Aruch HaShulchan says he does not want to rely on that, because it's still obvious to people that's not why you're doing it. He says he does not want to rely on that, and he feels that's not proper to rely on. And the eitz itself is brought down. The Prima Gadol mentions the eitz, and he says, Barafi B'yod, he's not clear that it's a reliable heter. It would seem to be, though, if a person would bring it earlier in the day, like Mamash from the morning, and actually learn with it then, where it's not just it came right before the end of Shabbos and he cops around, you know, a glance at it. The person would take it on earlier in the day. Theoretically, that would be okay. But again, I think why are people bringing it before Shabbos? Because they're not comfortable leaving their Megillah there. So bringing it Shabbos morning and leaving it the whole Shabbos in the shul also is probably not that comfortable. So the best eitzah is a person should bring it before Shabbos, or if he has an opportunity, somebody can bring it to him right after Shabbos. That is the best eitzah with that. I want to touch on one more halacha. The issue of there's an issue in the Torah of Silva Gever is Simlas Isha, a man should not wear a woman's garments. So sometimes people want to know, there's a question, will they allow to dress up in Purim? They want to dress up, you know, in some a wig, skirt, whatever that they want to do. You know, what's the halacha in regards to that? So it's interesting, Ramah, then the Tavrei Tzarivov, that that what they put the gever. He says there was a minig with nago. It was custom that the man would wear simlas isha, and the women would wear a kli gever. And iser b'daver me'achas shem yichav the melo the simcha b'alma. So the first opinion of the Rama says that it's not a problem. V'yesharim the oser he says that it's some say that it's prohibited, and the minig is kesvara rishana. The Rama says the minig is like kesvara rishana. Comes along, the Mishabura quotes that the Bach spoke very strongly against this minig. He felt that it's wrong when you shem avatel the minig, it's improper. People do it by Purim, people do it by chasnas, he says. The Beragerla says the same thing. The Prima Gaonim says in the following language: if the person wears all the clothing of a man, and only one garment he wears only one garment of a woman, so it's still obvious that the man, he's a man. So he's dressing up like a woman. He puts on a wig, but he still looks like a man. He's wearing a suit and a tie, etc. Everything looks like a man, except he's wearing a wig. Efshur shein limchos behet. Maybe we don't have to protest against it. I mean, he didn't say you should do it. Maybe we don't have to stop you. We don't have to tackle you and say, what are you doing? We may be allowed to leave you alone. That's the way the Mishabura ends off. Then he brings the Knesset Gedar in the Shlah that they stress that we should stay away from this. So again, obviously, so the psak clearly over here is that it's not the proper thing to do. A person should stay away from it. If a person's doing it, you see somebody else doing it, you're not mechuyev to stop him unless they look like a woman. If they actually look like a woman, the guy, the man, or vice versa, the person ends up looking like a woman, so then you have it's much more questionable that you learn the sugya in your day Kupay Beis. There is a mention over there. Rashi says if it's still nicker that it's a man versus a woman, that is a heter. But if it's not obvious, then it's a problem. A person should say, but definitely, that is clearly prohibited in halacha. Have a good morning, have a good Shabbos, and have a Feilach Purim.